KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky at 72 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Iowa health officials today report the state has topped 50,000 positive cases of COVID-19. The data this morning showed 300 new cases confirmed since Wednesday for a total of 50,002. There have also been five more deaths in the state attributed to COVID-19 since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 954. Long-term care facility deaths account for 511 of those. Here in Cass County, there was another increase in the number of positive cases from 79 Wednesday to 82 today. And of those, 47 have recovered from the virus. Adair County has five more positive cases for a total of 35. There are also increases of one case each in Adams and Guthrie counties and 10 new cases in Pottawatomie County. There was one additional death in Pott County also for a total of 29 there. The IDPH says 535,883 Iowans have been tested. 5,322 had tested negative since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a total of 482,695 to date. And more than 39,200 Iowans have recovered from the virus. As for hospitalization data, that shows 261 are hospitalized with COVID-19 symptoms, 88 are in an ICU, 38 were admitted to a hospital since Wednesday, and 25 people remain on a ventilator. Here in southwest and western Iowa, 12 people were in a hospital with COVID-19, 5 are in an ICU, 2 were admitted over nearly the past 24 hours, and there was no one on a ventilator. Long-term care data today shows 28 outbreaks, unchanged from yesterday, 848 patients and staff testing positive, 493 recovered. You can read more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Mills County Public Health, along with Mills County Emergency Management Agency officials, on Wednesday announced the first death associated with COVID-19 in that county. The person was in the age range of 61 to 80 and was the 42nd positive case in Mills County. They passed away in a hospital setting. The disease was originally contracted by community spread. Mills County Public Health Administrator Julie Lyons said it is with a heavy heart that I make this announcement, and we wish to extend our sympathy to this individual's family. Mills County Public Health and all four of our key partners, she said, throughout the county and state continue to work to limit the spread and impact of this virus in our communities. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber kicked off Wednesday's school board meeting during the evening on the YouTube by reading six comments sent in prior to the meeting deadline. Among the emails board Secretary Sarah Sheeter received for dissemination to the administration was one pertaining to the Atlantic all-staff back-to-school meeting and other large group meetings prior to the start of school.
Gwen Ulrich, which is works for the district, says, "I'm not comfortable attending the all-staff back-to-school meeting or any of the large group meetings for that matter. I have been told that there will be seating in the Commons and Media Center as well as the auditorium to provide for social distancing, whether that is a good enough solution. Is it possible for the back-to-school meeting to be done via Zoom?"
The board also heard from RN Kathleen Johnson, who expressed her concern the board was not mandating the use of masks.
"As a registered nurse with 35 years experience, I am very aware of the impact this could have on our community at large. The CDC states that the use of the face mask helps to decrease the spread of COVID virus. It should be the responsibility of the administration to promote scientific knowledge and not individual preference. Our community's health is dependent on the school system making wise choices that help to decrease the spread of this virus. Many individuals in our community are at great risk of serious illness and possible death if they contract this virus."
Allison Berryhill was also supportive of masks, saying at a minimum, they should be used indoors when distancing is not possible. And Tammy DeBoard, a parent and PTO secretary and SIAC committee member, expressed her concerns about the 9% positivity rate for COVID-19 in the county and how well the school is prepared to deal with an outbreak. Steve Barber brought in Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson via YouTube, and she said, as we reported Wednesday, that there had been 79 positive test results for COVID-19 in the county as of that date, with 47 recovered. And Olson said she expects that by today there will be at least 9 more positive cases added to the state's coronavirus dashboard. The board later on in the meeting passed by a vote of 3-2 the first reading of a policy related to COVID-19, which does not require the use of a mask but strongly encourages its use, especially when social distancing is impractical. A non-surgical N95 mask will be provided to any student member or staff who wishes to wear one during the school day. The school board will meet early next week to make a final decision on the issuing of face coverings. In our funeral announcements this morning, Marvin Clark, age 84, of Oakland, died August the 6th at the Oakland Manor. A private family funeral for Marvin Clark will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. The funeral will be streamed live on the reconvened funeral home Facebook page. Robert Greer, age 42, of Harlan, died August 8th. A visitation for Robert Greer will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Arlene Wiederstein, age 76, of Audubon, died Monday. A visitation for Arlene Wiederstein will be today from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Beverly Redler, age 86, of Atlantic, died August 4th. Funeral services for Beverly Redler will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Arletha Hockett, age 92, of Tenet, died Sunday. Memorial services for Arletha Hockett will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Marshall, age 84, of Griswold, died Monday. A memorial service for Dick Marshall will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Regan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Timothy Jacobson, age 40, of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Timothy Jacobson will be Friday at 6 p.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Big John Butler, age 80, of Trainer, a native of Atlantic, died August 7th. Funeral services for Big John Butler will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Merrill Trent, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Merrill Trent will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the West Cemetery in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Lila Fenn, age 94, of Arizona and formerly of Oakland, died July 28th. Services for Lila Fenn will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Michael Hoffman, age 52, of Earlham, died Tuesday in West Des Moines. Celebration of life visitation for Michael Hoffman will be Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Janie Adams, age 65, of Des Moines and formerly of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janie Adams will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Kenneth Carstens, age 84, of Messina, died Monday. No services will be held at this time for Kenneth Carstens due to COVID-19. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Jerry Miller, Jr., age 38, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CHI Health, Bergen Mercy in Omaha. Services for Jerry Miller are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Wayne Pedersen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Wayne Pedersen are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.